I imagine that those will be reflected in our press freedom report, where we rank countries into free, partly free, and not free categories. Their report mentions a number of cases and developments that give us real concern, particularly following the Gezi protests and what happened to a number of journalists and columnists. That is perhaps one of the gravest concerns we have. But then the more recent developments also suggest pressure on journalists, efforts to censor coverage of developments in the corruption scandal and other things. So it's not a very pretty picture, to be perfectly honest.
In Turkey, somebody from outside, if criticized on Turkey, this kind of comes with couple theories. What do you think about that? We gonna be defense or criticize, or we gonna accept this criticize?
Well, the government needs to understand that criticism is not meant to score political points. Criticism is designed to raise concerns about developments on the press. And certainly for Freedom House, we don't have any political favorites here. We don't bet on one group or party or candidate over another. Our interest is in seeing political rights and civil liberties flourish in Turkey, to see a free press, a media that feel that they can report on things that are positive or negative or neutral about the government. But it is very unhealthy if journalists fear that in reporting on things, they risk losing their jobs or risk winding up in prison. So the criticism that we might have, or that other organizations that might have, or that governments might have, is not designed to try to bring down a government. It's designed, in fact, to try to help Turkey become a stronger democracy, and that's in everyone's interest.
Turkish government said Turkey now develop democracy. What do you think, what mean that?
Well, we haven't seen a lot of steps recently that would suggest that democracy has become strengthened. In fact, in our recently released Freedom in the World report, Freedom House has documented a number of areas where we've seen some backsliding in democracy. So Turkey is a country that we've identified that is of concern in terms of political rights, civil liberties, and then, of course, with freedom of expression that we've just identified in the report that we're releasing today.
There is a law draft in the Turkish parliament on the internet, and if they became the law, just one person, we call it TIP, this is government organization, they close internet every reason. What do you think about this law draft?
Well, we think it's a very unfortunate draft. We have criticized it rather strongly. Any efforts to censor the internet, or censor traditional media for that matter, are something that we will speak out very critically on. These kinds of efforts are something that we will condemn in the strongest way possible. Governments shouldn't be saying what's acceptable and what's unacceptable unless it deals with the smallest of issues, things such as child pornography or things of that nature. That's obviously dangerous to any society. But when it comes to criticizing government or exposing cases of corruption, that's called freedom of expression. And freedom of expression may be something that governments like or don't like, but they should live with it. Because this government may not like one thing, a future government may not like something else. But frankly, it's not up to governments to decide whether they like things or not, or for parliaments to decide. There should be full freedom of expression, full debate. People should be able to voice their views and opinions on the internet, again, without fearing for losing their jobs or being put in jail.
In Turkey, we have a press accreditation system. Normally, it's just enough yellow press card. But in our Prime Minister office, they want a second accreditation issue. And our channel, actually, Plus One, they didn't give us the press accreditation, and we don't follow him, actually. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that accreditation should be an easy thing to get. governments or offices that make it difficult give the impression that they're trying to censor certain outlets and try to limit certain outlets. So whether one likes what a news outlet's political perspectives are, whether it's pro or anti-government or neutral, that shouldn't matter. What should matter is that an organization is establishing itself, and governments should frankly facilitate that, not make it more difficult. And so I hope the accreditation will be forthcoming very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.